I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we're doing this again.
We'll finish off before that. Hello, guys. Hi, Krithath here.
Rupin here. this is how who used to sound like this. You remember when we had landlines, right? And we used to, like, I used to call my friends, like the dad would always speak this way. He'd be like, hey, Kumar here.
Yeah, dude, that's actually, even if till today you call on my landline, I don't know what the instinct is. But every time if I pick up a phone on my landline, I instinctively say good evening.
You're right.
I don't say hi, hey, or anything.
Because the thing is, our parents taught us how to take the phone.
Yeah.
That was something that all our parents did, right? Yeah. Like, now, my parents said, like, you know, you should never ask them, like, hey, who's this?
Yeah.
You gotta be like, may I know who's speaking, please? May I know who is speaking?
Yeah. But somehow, on the landline, it's just that etiquette kicks in.
Correct, yeah. You're a little more kinder on the landline, no?
Correct.
That's right. As opposed to like a random number calling. Every time a random number calls on my phone.
Yeah.
This is before comedy and before corporate gigs would come. I'd be so rude. Hello. What do you want?
why are you calling now? Beautiful. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. This is Rupin and this is Krithath.
Yes. Welcome to the Frustrations episode once again.
Yes.
Frustrations episode. The Frustrations podcast.
Yeah. Frustrations podcast. We're reaching episode 30, guys.
Yes. Woo-hoo. This is probably episode number 30. If I'm not wrong.
Yeah. I think so.
Otherwise,
Something went wrong, guys, in life. Like most things in life, even this went wrong.
Correct.
Because life without wrong is not life at all.
Yeah, it's just boring.
It's just, there's no fun.
There's no fun. And what stories you have to tell?
Nothing. That's why sometimes we go out of our way to collect stories. Like Rupin and I went on a 4-day bike trip.
That's right. 4 days. Yeah, is 4 days.
Yeah, almost 4 days.
Almost 4 days. Considering that the first day was involved in planning the trip in Bangalore.
And me refusing to come.
I had to change the place to convince Krithath to come.
Yeah, I was not going to go to Coog. These guys wondered, how many times will a person go back to the same place for a holiday?
Fair enough. Yeah? Fair enough.
So we changed the destination. And to give you guys some context, Rupin, I, a comedian friend Ajay, and Rupin's like childhood friend or oldest friend, Ujjwal. Four of us went on a bike trip to end the year 2020.
That's right.
And
just realized that staying anywhere at the end of the year is too expensive.
Yeah.
So we didn't end the year.
There. We came back home.
ended our years by sleeping.
All of us passed out at 11 o'clock on 31st night.
Yeah, like, we're all out of beds by 11.
Like good old people. It's very nice.
It was awful.
But I was forced into going for this trip, which is what makes this trip very interesting. Because I've invested in a car.
Yeah. that is why you're angry about it. Okay.
Yeah, imagine having a car and wanting to go on a trip on a car for a long time. And then like you go to US because you have to go there. Your parents take you there to visit your family. And then you come back from visiting your family. And like, now I'll go on a holiday in my brand new car. And then COVID happens and we go into lockdown. And then COVID recovery happens. Like now you can't go in your car because like, there's still cases going on everywhere, and then finally people are relaxed and people are moving around like, this is my time to take a road trip, and then we rent a bike.
Yep.
That made no sense.
The only reason, the bike trip,
bikes are very lonely, dude.
Oh, that was your problem.
Yeah.
Okay. At least in a car, you're there talking to someone.
Correct. There's music, there's people, four of you are at least there.
It's like you're the mini version of your couch. You're on a couch, but like on the road somewhere.
Ah, correct.
Okay.
And you're all on your own.
Right. I get that.
It's damn sad.
See, the problem is, going on a bike trip or planning a bike trip is a great idea. And I'll tell you why. Mm. Okay. Because the thing is, as soon as you mention bike trip, automatically the number of people who are going to come on the trip is going to reduce.
Only a few
important people are going to be there. All the people who say like, hey, can't ride a bike, sorry, dude. Otherwise, I'd love to have you. It's like how I'm telling people that I couldn't call them for the engagement, right? Like, dude, pandemic, dude. I would have called you only. But now people can't be like, hey, why was I not invited for Chikmagalur? Be like, can you ride a bike?
Mm.
Exactly, you can't, right?
That's why.
Yeah.
That's how you eliminate it. That's
And that's also my plan. I'm telling you.
To get married also.
After getting married, right? After getting married, this is my plan to like take trips.
just go on the bike.
Yeah. Like, okay, hey, so I'll be bike. Like, hey, bike. And then like, just be like, I can't ride. I can't sit on the bike. I feel like, yeah.
That's how it's done,
you
guys.
You take a break. I'll also take a break.
You go in bus somewhere else. We'll go in bike somewhere.
No. You stay somewhere else. Go with your friends on another trip. Okay. And now I'll take another trip. And then all the extra people will be like, hey, can I come? So if you have a bike, you can come.
Correct.
So that gives us only like four people are very close to us, right?
Correct.
So, and only all of us can go for trips after that. Yeah.
And if somebody doesn't have a bike and they're going to rent it, just go on the rental website and book off everything.
We are going next level to eliminate new people. So there's a point in life where you feel like, fuck new people.
It's okay. I'll spend money to eliminate options. Oh man, I just couldn't do it. And we went on this bike trip and the most amazing thing happened. Like after being forced into going on this trip, I finally agree. And Ajay, my friend, rents a bike for me. I reached the place the next day and halfway through, before we've even met the other two people in the group, just me and Ajay on MG Road, the bike brake breaks.
Yeah.
The brake lever of my bike just pops in my hand.
Yeah, like the one most important thing. Anything could have broken, like mirror, it still would have ridden, right?
The seat got damaged.
But brake, like you can't stop at all.
The brake came in my hand. I was like, see, I told you we should have gone by car.
This I was like, Krita gave up before.
My bike gave up before I wanted to.
Yeah, before he left the city. He was like, dude, I'm already done with this.
Yeah, I'm done. And then Ajay, who's our experienced rider, somehow managed to take this bike without a brake all the way till Kunigal, which is like at least 100 kilometers.
Yeah. He was our leader, so he was right in the front.
Yeah. And he just took the bike without a brake all the way.
He was riding like it was normal.
He's like anything to not get Krita to back out now.
Yeah.
That's the thing about bikers, dude. They're very like invested in their art.
You call it an art. All right. It's debatable.
Yeah. It's like how you don't shit on vegans, you don't shit on bikers also.
Same category, bro.
Yeah, they're both obsessed about their thing.
Yeah, both think that their path is the way to freedom.
It's damn funny how when our bike broke and the guy called, we called the renting people and we said, hey, listen, the bike's broken. And the guy's like, hey, you are not riding it properly.
Yeah,
and
Ajay, they always blame it on us.
Yeah, and Ajay is like, sir, we are professional bikers. What the fuck is a professional,
biker?
Like, you're not going on like those, you know, like professional bikers, I'm guessing, are those people who play FM. What is that?
Who race.
Yeah, who race. Correct.
Right. Yeah. We're not that at all.
We are nowhere close to that.
Yeah.
Not even Ajay.
Yeah. None of us.
Not even the guy who came with us. Just because you have gear, no?
Yeah. It doesn't make you a professional biker. Very well said.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how it's done, man.
I think, you know, see, like, the problem is, like, you have to improvise these trips, dude, because there's going to be something that breaks down. There can never be a perfect trip. There has to be something that goes wrong.
Correct.
Right? And, like, for me, like, what happened, I think, like, the petrol got over in between, right?
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it just stopped. And I don't know what...
like a horse, man. This...
Yeah.
We had a Thunderbird.
Right.
With two saddlebags.
Right. So I was like literally like a horse because eventually that's how fast I think it was going. Yeah. And it stopped in between and then I had to go to the petrol bunk, right? And put petrol in a bottle.
Interestingly, when you called the rental agency, even they said it's your fault.
They said it's my fault. They blamed it on Royal Enfield.
Oh,
they said Royal Enfield makes flawed bikes. They said, wait, are you telling me that the bike that you rented out to me... and that model is flawed across India. And no one has complained to them. You're the first person.
Nobody has found out that the petrol reading is always wrong.
And the saddest thing about hearing that is I know that there'll be some really innocent customer who'll be like, oh, is that so? Okay, then I'll give you money.
Yeah. Somebody will fall for that.
Yeah.
Imagine not thinking at all while lying.
Yeah.
Like, where you're like, your bike has a problem and he panicked so much that he's like, it's not my fault, it's Royal Enfield's fault. Like a company that's been making bikes
since the
war. Way to pass
the blame. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like, it's not me, it's them. Like.
Yeah, but it's so weird. You really know you need to know how to solve problems fast because you're on the road, right?
Correct.
And especially on a bike, you need to solve it before the sun goes down.
Ooh, yes. Right? And the petrol's done now.
Right, petrol's done now. So I go to this this petrol bunk, but next to the petrol bunk, there's a really small hotel, okay?
Mm.
So I asked for a bottle of water, okay? So he gave me a bottle of mineral water. And then I just started to like empty it, right? I was like, I'm going to empty it. He's like, sir, we have empty bottles, sir. Why are you... So, like such an idiot. Like, who would have thought that I can just go to a shop and just ask for an empty bottle?
Oh, yeah. How did that thought not occur to you at all?
So bad.
Yeah, some shit happens, man.
Yeah.
But we got out of the crisis pretty much one after the other.
Crisis. Yeah.
The only thing that I felt bad about was Like, it was almost like, if you go think about it, going on a bike trip is like a forced phone detox.
You can't use your phone. Absolutely. Nah? Yeah.
You can't. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't follow maps unless you have that chip.
You have that holder. Holder. Right? Yeah. Like that other hand. That's just stuck.
Yeah. That's holding your phone.
Yeah.
Which seems very scary to leave my phone there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, the thing is, even though we went to the, and even the bike ride, we didn't use a phone, but even when we went to our place where we were staying,
right,
there wasn't really there
wasn't
good
network,
internet,
yeah.
Right. And I have like a horrible smartphone addiction.
Of
right?
course.
I just use my phone every hour.
Hmm.
And I think, you know, how I got around that, I was like, oh, what am I going to do? I just scroll through all the old photos in my gallery.
I used to do that on flights, man.
Yeah.
Before, when I had that
phone. Oh, I'm not the only one.
No. When I was on flights, like, imagine getting on a 3-hour flight.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's when I used to use that time to clear my phone's old photos.
That's exactly what I did.
There you go. Because yeah. That's the only thing that's...
Because every time you take a photo, you take 5 photos nowadays, yeah. Right? So you keep that one photo and remove all the extra photos.
So these long flights was what I used to do. But so, I won't go on a holiday into it, Rupen.
Sorry. I needed something, dude. You know, like when you... Some people say like when you get addicted to cigarettes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need a cigarette to take a dump.
Right.
For me, I just need a phone.
As long as I have my phone, I'm sorted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's damn weird. So then bikes, while riding, you can't use it. When you reach there, you can't use it.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's damn weird.
It's a little bit scary.
And how do you like follow maps? Oh, you put on the earphone.
I just follow the person in front.
I just hope that those people know where they are going.
That's it. Yeah.
It's amazing how 4 of us went and we got split up 4 times.
Yeah.
And we somehow met again.
Right. Somehow happened. See, here's what I feel, dude. Like, you know, I feel this is a very selfish thing.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I'm on any highway, right, and then I see other people on the thing, right, I'm pretty sure that they're also headed to the main town that we are headed to.
Oh.
Like majority of the people, like why else would someone stop at like some really small you know pass by town, right? So I just follow where majority of the people are going, and I think they're getting it right.
This reminds me of this one time I went to the small town, okay, to do a shoot, okay, and I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast before. We've done so many of these episodes, but if you go for a shoot. And the guy where we had to do the shoot, he says, the only major landmark in the city is the fire brigade.
Okay.
Okay.
This is not there in the podcast.
Okay. Right. He says the only major place, the fire brigade. I can't tell you any other location that you'll find on Google Maps. So you put that and you reach.
Right.
Okay. We reach the location of the fire brigade. Okay. And there's an old building that's closed.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it used to be the fire brigade. So even Google hasn't updated it to the new destination.
Yeah.
Okay. So... Now we have to ask somebody.
Yeah.
So we asked one guy who's walking. This is early in the morning. We have a shoot at 6 in the morning. So we've left Bangalore at some 2:30, 3 in the night, whatever.
Yeah.
The sun is just rising. These guys are out for their morning walk. So
yeah.
We stop one guy. Okay. And we're running a little late. So we sound a little panicked.
Yeah.
So we're like, sir, where's the fire brigade? He's like, sir, straight oak bit, right ogi. Okay. We're like, thank you. He's like, where's the fire? We're like, no, there is no fire. He's like, oh, then okay. Then you go slowly.
But what an idiot that guy was, dude. Why would anyone want to go to a fire?
He's like, where's the fire? Oh, man. It was so much fun. And that time I was in a car. See.
Right, okay.
So I never got split up from my other friend who was also lost.
You're all in the same thing.
I'm not against bikes.
You know, I'm going to... I'll tell you what the point that Krithath is trying to make. He said, even if it's a car, at least all of you are together in the same place.
Yeah, we all suffer together.
We all suffer together.
Person is suffering, you have to wait for the other person to reach you to suffer with him.
Oh, correct. Very well said.
Or you have to call and be like, hey, Macha, I'm suffering in the last petrol bunk. Can you turn around and come? Then you have to go.
That's right. That's actually true. These are all facts. Okay. But the problem in, you know, going in a car or going in like, you know, any other mode of transport, right?
Right.
Like train, flight, whatever. All of you are together, right?
Hmm.
They're always like, because that travel time is the time like where people just switch off. They'll be like, hey, now I'm going to sleep. I'm going to do whatever I want to.
Uh-huh.
Right? And they're not actually part of the trip. But when you're on a bike trip, you're 100% part of every single moment of the
Correct.
Trip. Because you have to be awake.
You have to be extremely invested in your own life.
Right. And you have to be in the moment for that trip.
It's actually a little therapeutic if you have good roads.
Said it.
And good bike.
He said it. And good bike. Right. That is a fair point.
My bike was torturous.
Right. That's a fair point.
My bike couldn't keep up with these guys.
If done well, it could be like, you know, a really meditative thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Where it's just you and your machine.
Now we sound like those vegan bikers.
Vegan bikers.
But you know, every time there's a vehicle breakdown in the middle of the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has this ever happened to you where someone has given you like a really stupid solution on what the problem is?
Yeah. It's usually switch off. Or put it on the center stand.
You think we haven't tried switch on, center stand. First is switch on, switch off. Other one is center stand. Yeah, actually, I think that's the most annoying thing, that you have to listen to all these people give such stupid things. You know, sometimes when you lose something at home, right? Mm. And mom always asks me a stupid question. Where did you see it last? So if I knew that, I wouldn't have been lost.
Do you know where it is? Like, yeah, you would have kept it somewhere.
Yeah. Check in your pocket.
Sure, only no.
Yeah, it's such stupid advice, dude. Like, I'll tell you what happened, okay? Because I did this, I went to this dam, okay? So it was me, my friend, and my fiance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, we're not allowed to go down. So you basically, there's a road, and then the dam is right below, okay?
Right.
So you're not allowed to go down, but we bribed the guy at the gate, okay? So like 200 rupees, no one will see, right? Mm. Let us go. We went in, okay? And then I put my car at the back seat. And then there was a sound.
You put a car in the back seat.
Sorry, I put my car key in the back seat.
Okay.
Right? Sorry. Yeah, I put my key at the back seat, right? And then it auto-locked.
Oh, shit. So your key auto-locked inside your car.
Yeah. And there was no one around because it's a fucking dam. It was horrible. But the first moment was like, oh, crap, this is going to be so thrilling because I'm going to come out of it somehow. I can't be stuck over here.
Yeah. It's not
like
you're stuck in the car.
Right. It's not like I'm stuck in the car. I'm stuck outside. This damn, right? I know I'm going to go home, but I don't know how. Okay, yeah. So that's going to be interesting. So the first part is always exciting. But then afterwards, nothing is working, dude. You don't know how to open it. Okay, they're like, what if I get stuck over here? I have to spend the night in this village with these people, right? And then I have to like explain this to my parents. And they'll be so disappointed in me as an adult. They'll be like, oh, he's not yet sensible.
He left his key in his car.
So now we're trying to like stop people to try and help us. And if the people are basically very, very few. There's some one worker who's passing by, right?
Right.
And the first question they ask me is, sir, if you have a scale, we can help you, sir. Yeah. Because that's the one thing I carry with me all the time. I'm going on a trip.
You know, it'll be damn amazing if somebody came and asked you like, sir, spare key, you don't.
The seriousness of it, sir, if you have scale, no, we can do it easily.
But okay, bike trip or car trip?
I would still say bike trip, dude.
Yeah, I'm still not
because
changed.
People have too much courage to come on flights and trains and buses, I would say. But correct. Bikes, no one has the courage.
Nobody.
And I'm very happy whenever someone meets some new person and says like, hey, I have back pain, you know how happy I am. Like, yeah, very good.
Now you can't come on bike
trip. Yeah.
See, that's also another advantage in cars. You can put in the dickie, da. You don't have to wear your bag and go all the
time. Oh, right. All of that. Boot space.
Boot space.
Yeah. And then just, you just take another load of unnecessary shit with you.
I remember I used to do this joke that Ajay still makes fun of. Like where I say, I think I dropped this joke. Where I say, when a group of bikes travel together.
Yeah.
In a formation, it's called biking.
No, it's the, yeah. Correct, right. It's called absolutely biking, right, yeah.
Right, but if a bunch of cars do the exact same formation, it's called traffic jam.
Traffic jam, exactly. You can't do a car trip, dude.
You can't do a car trip. You can do a single car drive.
Like, you can't have, like, a bunch of people in the same car and just, you know, like...
You can't, like, everybody has one car and comes. That's not possible.
Yeah, that's very...
That is too tedious. But that's what these rich people do, no? This Porsche, Audi retreat.
Yeah.
But they all come in different...
Oh, you think about it, that's pretty fancy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we do this trip, you know, and we travel also. We actually do, we travel to another place. That's why we do this trip, right?
Right.
But there are people, like, who book, like, race courses, and that's the only thing they do. They just drive.
They drive
to a place, and then they drive again. Oh, wow. Man. That's pretty cool.
That is
like, the nearest racetrack to Bangalore is in Chennai.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Somewhere near Chennai. So, they drive all the way there and then they again...
Or you can go to this runway strip.
Okay.
Outside Bangalore? Somewhere?
Oh, yeah. When you think about it, what a pointless thing, no? Yeah. No, like not... This is the whole idea of motorsport. I haven't thought about how pointless is motorsport.
I think motorsport has a point only if you're really established.
Right.
At any struggling stage of motorsport, it just sounds so sad.
Our son's a driver.
Yeah. Then he has to come back and then go and work in Infosys to make money. Like, it.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's not like comedy on the side still sounds like, okay, he's not spending too much time on it.
Yeah.
Music on the side. Okay, I guess. Right? He has a YouTube channel and he works as a whatever. Okay, sounds fine.
But think about how advanced we are as a species, dude. Hmm. Like, we invented the car to get us from place A to place B easily.
And then we go,
and then he said, like, hey, let's just go in circles and see who can do that fastest. And let's make a $1 billion industry out of this.
Yeah, and have multiple $1 billion industries.
It's scary, dude.
It's damn fun. Yeah, but that's not the side of cars I like.
Right.
I like the air conditioning. You know, it was very funny.
So you like the comfort level of cars.
Which is not me always. Like, when I was a kid, I always wanted to buy a Jeep because my dad is in the Air Force.
Right.
And we had this Jeep in Guwahati and then got replaced by a Gypsy.
Right, which is my favorite car.
Which is also acceptable, right? Which, right? And this had the back open Gypsy.
Mm.
So the front is covered and then the back opens. I used to go to school in that and stuff.
Right.
So as a kid, I was exposed to this whatever kind of vehicles. And I was like, I want to grow up and own my own. Okay, and then once I grew up, I'm like, no, dude, I want like a music player and air.
Yeah, you want the comfort.
Yeah,
the comfort to go with it.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, if I want all those things, but I'll never have a Jeep as a primary vehicle.
Hmm. Right. Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Jeep's got to be like one of the.
Jeep's got to be a Jeep. Like, you can't buy a Jeep and then go to buy vegetables in it. Like.
Right. It's got to be purpose. It's got to fit its purpose.
It's Papa, dude. The Jeep has dreams and ambitions and aspirations. Yeah, what are you doing with it?
It has so much of adventure in it. Yeah. And you want to tie it down to an arranged marriage and get like a bank job.
Yeah, write railway exam.
Right. Write the railway exam for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think people's choice of cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
People's choice of their first car. Yeah. It's so insightful. Correct. Into those people's lives.
Exactly. Right? About how you've grown as a person.
Yeah,
like I see a 30-year-old man who still wants to buy a Jeep because he wants a Jeep.
Yeah.
And for no other reason.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you really haven't
grown
you haven't
past.
Seen shit in life.
Yeah. Yeah. I was doing this thing with my fiance, right? We're driving this car and you're just being sarcastic towards the entire surroundings, right? Like, if some lady is like cutting the one way, be like, yeah, keep doing this. This is the way to go. You'll save so much of time, right? And then we saw this Nano and then I said, like, let's talk about this Nano. I said, yeah, keep having small goals in life. Keep having small goals. Yeah. You'll keep succeeding. Keep having these small goals. I've never understood these people who buy small cars, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You either decide at one point which lane are you going to pick. Are you going to go on that path of mediocrity? Or are you just going to have the balls to take a loan to get like a real good car? Never understood those people. It makes sense if they wanted to buy like a cycle and they ended up getting a Nano.
Oh, yeah.
That
or,
makes sense.
Or if they didn't want to get into the loan janjat and just wanted to get a Nano.
There's something wrong even over there, dude. Bad financial planning. If they have the money to buy a Nano, right?
You can work a little harder.
A little harder. You want to give up at that point.
That's also correct.
Those are the same people who want to actually go to the US.
But you know what's also sad about owning a Nano?
Yeah.
It's like the whole world knows that that's how much you can afford.
Exactly. How are you not? So you don't have any friends, basically. You don't have any friends and no one is putting you in place. Like, if Krithath buys a Nano, you know how much of shit I'll give him. I would have given him so much of shit. Unless he bought a Nano when he was in the 7th standard. Then I'd be like, oh, Krithath's my best friend. But if Krithath buys it now, I don't give a shit about how his bank balances are. I'd be like, dude, you don't need it. You don't need this
just
shit.
Just use public transport.
Yeah, that's a little more respectable. It's the same thing. Like, if we have a Gypsy, at least go to one tiny one, Banarkata.
Little, yeah, at least climb Nandi Hills.
One small hill station.
Go Nandi Hills from the wrong side. Like,
yeah. Don't go to some pub and then give it for valet parking.
Disgusting behavior. If you're listening, guys, this is the moral of the story. Good. We also like you. You also like us.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Let me plug a few announcements. Yes. Okay, so if you like us, please follow Krithath at Hey Comic Curry. I get that right?
Just Comic Curry.
Comic Curry, right. Just Comic Curry. And
not just Comic Curry, like Comic.
Like C-O-M-I-C-C-U-R-R-Y.
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then if you want to follow me at Paul Rupin. Hmm. And if you want to check out our live stand-up shows, we have shows, you know, in the months coming after and the weeks coming after. So check us out on Book My Show. The name of the show, like the name of our podcast, is called Frustrations. Krithath Test. 30 minutes of frustrations. I do 30 minutes of frustrations. But it's a much more polished version than this podcast.
Exactly.
Because it's been tried and tested across India. Literally.
Right. It is.
Yeah.
It's a show we've toured with and now we're touring with it in Bangalore till Yes. We can take it to Chennai, Hyderabad for round one. Yes. And then.
And you've done it online to the US.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, internationally traveling show.
So please check us out, follow us, and give us your feedback on what you think about this episode or any other episode that you've checked out. And we'll see you soon in an upcoming episode.
Bye.